Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Well, happy picnic day. I said, gee whiz, of all the lessons for today, we had to pick this one. If I had to choose, I would not pick this Bible reading. But luckily, you don't have my choice, because we go with a three-year lectionary, a common lectionary. Roman Catholics and Episcopalians, Lutherans, some Methodists are getting on board with that, some Presbyterians. And so rather than just reading the Word or looking at what we want to see, we let the Word read us. We've got to wrestle with the Word. And Jesus gave us a lot to wrestle with today. I mean, it almost seems he's going against Jesus, who said, love one another, you know. It's different. It's asking for total commitment, not halfway, total. It's like the chicken and pig, and they love the farmer, and they love the farm they were at. And it's going to be the farmer's birthday. So they were talking about, what can we give him as a great birthday present? And the chicken had an idea. Let's give him a wonderful breakfast, ham and eggs. And the pig thought about it, and he said, well, for you it's a donation, but for me it's total commitment. And that's what Jesus is asking for us today, total commitment to follow him above all else, overall. And, you know, there's a cost to discipleship. We are so blessed to be in this country, and there's no guards there or people ridiculing us, putting us in prison, or worse, torturing us because we're Christian. That's happened. I mean, before the fall of the Berlin Wall in East Germany, East Berlin, when the war criminal Vladimir Putin was a member of the KGB in East Berlin. And you were a Christian. You had two choices. You could come up to you, they would say, you belong to the Communist Party? If you said yes, it's okay. You said, no, I'm a Christian. I commit myself to Jesus Christ. Many things happened to you, but two big things. You could not go to university. You could not get continuing education. And you could not be a leader in the society, in the civil. You were a second-class citizen. You were a Christian. You believed in the opiate of the people. You believed in that mythology. And you weren't mature in the way of the communist way. There's a cost to discipleship. And Jesus doesn't pull any punches today. He said, listen, you want to follow me, my kingdom, my way of life, being my new man, my new woman in Christ, and following me, then this is what you have to do. It's not easy. What are we going to do? I mean, to follow his way. I mean, do you really want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? You know, do you want to follow him with this radical demand he gives us today? I mean, how's your discipleship going these days? Would somebody recognize you as a Christian, or do you go along to get along? Do you come to church because it's a nice habit? Or do you come to church to get filled and transformed by the Spirit of Jesus Christ? There's a question. When I preach to you, I preach to myself too. These are hard questions that we wrestle with. Now, we've got to look at this text though, okay? Jesus is telling you, let's hate our mothers and fathers, let's hate our brothers and sisters, let's hate our own life. Does that sound like Jesus? I mean, what does the fourth commandment say? Honor your father and mother. What does Jesus say? Love one another. So we've got to look at what the word is for hate. That's translated. In fact, the translation's not the best, because the word for hate in Greek, because, you know, this is a translation of the Greek, and probably the Greek was a translation of the Aramaic that Jesus used. It basically means ultimate commitment. Your ultimate commitment should not be to your family. Families are good, and well, some not so good, back and forth. But if you make an idol of the family, then you get like Don Corleone, and you stay with the family, and you don't let them outside the family know anything that the family not will kill before the family. So the family becomes an idol. What Jesus is saying is that your ultimate commitment is to him. But here's the thing. As your ultimate commitment is to him, then being a husband or a wife, being a brother or a sister, looking at your own life, it changes. There's a Christ change, a Christ mindset. I mean, I can't just look at Chloe. If I look at Chloe as Fred, I could think many things. But I'm called as a disciple of Jesus to look at Chloe through Jesus. Then I can really see Chloe. I look at my wife through Jesus, not what I want. Come on, wench, get me my supper. You know, no, it doesn't work. Yeah, I look through the eyes of Jesus to respect her and respect that, you know, she, for some crazy reason, married me. I'm thankful for that she's my wife. So that really means your ultimate concern. Your ultimate concern. And what we are to focus on as the people of God. Also, too, we are baptized. So we already have all of Christ in us and with us in the Holy Spirit. I mean, you're all filled with the charisms of the Holy Spirit. But the thing is, to grow into it, so to make a decision for the Christ who already decided for you. And again, we look at the word for decision, and it comes from two Latin words, decadere. And de means from, and cadere means cut. Cut from. So you make a decision, you cut off other things. It's like I was reading about Chrissy Everett, and Chris Everett is a fabulous tennis star. I mean, she's in the Tennis Hall of Fame. But you might not have known that she was also a wonderful cheerleader. And she was great at cheerleading, but she had to make a decision in her life. Do I really love tennis and want to really be a great tennis star or just be mediocre? And she said, no, I'll be a great tennis. So she cut herself off. She decided against cheerleading and spent her full time in tennis. If you love somebody and you fall in love and you want them to be your husband or wife, then you cut off your dating with other people. But this is your special person. You cut off. You decide. You know, if you're an addict and you want to get better, you go to AA or NA or one of those wonderful ways of helping you. But then you've got to cut yourself off from persons, places, and things that will take you into the negative and the destructive and sometimes deadly behaviors. You decide to follow the way. And in the church, we decide, we came to church today to follow Jesus, that we are called by Jesus, that we're baptized into Jesus, and he's our Lord and Savior. And we follow, and we're not alone. We're together. We got music, and we have talents, we have presidents of congregations here, we have friends, we have people together to pray for each other and to be the people out there, to decide as people of Jesus Christ. That's so important. But there's a cost to discipleship. Jesus doesn't pull any punches today. He is the Lord and Savior. He is wonderful. He is the Lord of the cosmos. But there's a cost. There's a classic book by one of my favorite authors, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. It was called Cost of Discipleship, but the newest translation is Discipleship. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a brilliant young theologian in Germany. And he had such a great heart for the Lord, and he had a chance to stay in America and be a professor at Union Theological Seminary. He had a chance to be here and grow older and get married. He was engaged to a girl that he loved very much. But the thing about Dietrich Bonhoeffer is that he walked his talk. He followed Jesus, even to a concentration camp. With the Nazis and the horrible ways fascism happens in any country. In Germany, what happened there. And 2 weeks before the concentration camp was freed, he was hung. But this is what he wrote, and I take his words very seriously because he died at 39, but he was just brilliant, and he walked the talk of what he wrote. He said, "Costly grace is the gospel which must be sought again and again, again and again. It has to be sought all the time, a door that must be knocked on every day. It is costly because it calls us to discipleship. It is grace because it calls us to follow Jesus Christ. It is costly because it costs people their lives. It is grace because thereby makes them alive. It is costly because it shows us our sins. It is grace because we see a God that loves sinners and justifies sinners. It is God's It was costly because God gave us his only begotten Son to die for us, to take your sin and my sin, your shallowness and my shallowness upon himself on the cross and give us in return love, grace, forgiveness, acceptance, and joy. Costly grace is God's love made incarnate. Jesus doesn't pull any punches today. He wants you, all of you. In fact, when the missionaries went into Germany to baptize some of the barbarians, some of the soldiers that they because they'd dunk them underwater, some of the soldiers would hold their arms up because this is the arm they carried their weapon. They wouldn't be able to kill still and be a Christian. No, he wants your arm too. He wants all of you. And that's a decision. I mean, we want to be comfortable Christians. That's nice. I'd like to have a comfortable life too. But when push comes to shove, do we go along to get along? Or we say, no, the way of Jesus Christ is love. No. You can't say this woman or this black person or this immigrant is less than, we can just throw them away. No. They are children of God. As Christians, we need to stand up. No, with these guns, we can kill people all the time. No. As Christians, every human life is invaluable. So, see, there's a cost to this discipleship. Yes, it is costly. And Jesus, as we study and read and pray and feel his Spirit, he's a man for others. A man for others. And that's not always easy either. Yeah. Discipleship is tough, but guess what? Your discipleship is to Jesus Christ. He is with you. He is the Lord of life. He conquered sin, death, and the devil. Oh, yes, it's costly, but the blessings of being in Christ and Christ in you, can't describe. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.